Welcome back. Everyone's stressed. Let's face it, admit it. We thought this was behind us. We thought it was going to slowly but surely pan out and that things would start to be normal, back to what was normal instead of the new normal, by, if not Christmas, shortly thereafter. And then Omicron hit. And it's just compounding everything we're feeling. A lot of families are now scrambling to try and figure out what to do. I know at my house, we've gone from a group of 10. We're down to just, well, each sibling's going to stick to their family. Again, so we're going to do a Zoom call in the afternoon on Christmas Day. And that's how we're going to deal with it this year. We're not taking any chances. It seems, I don't know about you, but there just seems to be someone you know, or it's getting closer, COVID is, the diagnosis. It's either someone you know or someone you know who they work with, and it's just a matter of time before it gets even closer, unless we do the right thing. Now, the mental stress here. Are you suffering from pandemic brain? We talked about that yesterday. Apparently it affects things like memory and so on. The good news is, it's temporary as we deal with this. Let's get some coping skills, courtesy of Dr. Jackie Kinley, psychiatrist at Dalhousie University, founder of the Atlantic Institute for Resilience. That's the key word here, folks. And author of Mental Fitness, The Game Changer. Dr. Kinley, thank you for your time.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Leslie. I appreciate it.
You're going to be the person a lot of us are going to be holding on to here for advice. Are you hearing, are you feeling the stress? It's palpable, is it not?
Yeah, it is really palpable, you know, but there's lots of stuff that we can do. You know, I guess my take-home message here this afternoon is going to be you have a lot of control over your mental health, so we're going to talk about how you can do that.
First, what should we be looking for and expecting as we worry about this stress getting to us? When do we need to say, okay, I need a time out here, I need to do some self-care?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Leslie. So, you know, there's a big difference between the kind of languishing, or I think what you call kind of COVID brain, right, which is, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, and even spiritually, right? You might be feeling some things, you know, mentally a little sluggish, might be a little anxious, not focusing well. That's normal under stress. You're not crazy. Emotionally, right, you might be feeling a little flat. You might be feeling a little frustrated, sad, all of those things. Again, totally natural, right, because we're under major stress. Physically, not eating, all those things. And then spiritually, people are feeling kind of empty. This is an existential crisis, right? You know, it's really threatening kind of people's belief and hope and faith. And, you know, this is the season for that, right? So we have to address all of these things. But there's a difference between kind of these what I call signs, right, versus symptoms, right? Symptoms are, you know, when you've really hit rock bottom, right, and you're either, you know, feeling, you know, so anxious that you're not able to go out and do anything, you're so paralyzed by it, or so depressed that you're depleted and you have no energy or anything. So there's a difference between symptoms, Leslie, and yeah, emotions. Emotions are natural. You're going to be having them, right? And so don't suppress them, right? We need to talk about them.
Okay, anger. I'm seeing that on my text board. I'm hearing it. People are fed up. We were told, do the right thing. We're doing it. And here we are again, virtually locked down.
Okay, awesome. Well, let's start with anger, because I was on a call the other day and I had somebody just, you know, kind of let go, right? You know, yeah. Anger is fuel, okay? Emotion is energy. I like anger. I'd rather deal with angry people than collapsed people. You know, anger's hope. Anger is, hey, I don't like this. I want to change it, right? So, you know, anger is not a bad emotion, but there's a difference between anger and behavior. It's not licensed to yell and scream at the store clerk or to, you know, have road rage and punch somebody in the nose. That's just bad behavior, right? So it's really important to separate those. Take that energy, right? There's good reason to be angry. I'm not invalidating it. I understand why folks are angry. I totally get it. Plans change, expectations dashed. But it's what you do with that energy, okay? That's what's under your control, okay? If you just blow up, or you just kind of implode, right? If you explode or implode, that's not going to work, right? So take that energy and slow down, pause. You know, we talk about airspace, you know, take in that space, put on your oxygen mask, take a breath, right? Settle down, ground yourself, and decide how you can discharge and use that energy or harness it in a positive way to make some change and to act in alignment with your values and the kind of person that you want to be, right? Nobody wants to be the person that yelled at the store clerk,
yeah,
right? So let's not do that.
When right? You feel it coming on, count to 10. That's what I always say.
Yeah,
right?
Slow down, breathe.
And then
yeah,
you'll think about it. Okay, what about distraught and on the verge of tears?
Well, you know what? Sadness is absolutely fine. And you know, I'm not saying, like, any of these emotions, you don't want to get stuck in them, right? Emotion's energy, right? Emotion's energy. So it's okay to feel sad. You know, hey, break down, have a good cry. You know, nothing feels better after a big thunderstorm. You know, it's the same thing. Physically, when we cry, we're releasing all kinds of stuff. And then you get a clear space afterwards, right? That's grief, okay? That's grief. That's natural. That's normal. You know, that's okay. There's a difference between grief, though, Leslie, and stuck sadness, which is depression, which is, oh, poor me, I can't do anything, I'm stuck. You're not stuck. You know, this is the thing. Emotions are movement. You got to move. You got to move. So there's things we can do to get unstuck, right? But if you're weepy every once in a while, you're not, it doesn't mean you're depressed. It means that you've lost a lot.
Yeah.
We've lost a ton, right? So recognize that. And again, I really, really want to emphasize that, you know, we tend to pathologize emotions. We think, oh, I'm depressed or I'm this. Hey, you're going to be having all kinds of feelings. Acknowledge them, right? Just don't suppress them, but talk about them in a positive and productive way, right?
What if you're what if you're seeing one of your loved ones paralyzed in bed and can't get out? What do you do if you're that person and you know, they're not able to cope?
Well, so what I would say is you're talking about somebody who's collapsed, right? And one of the things that happens is symptoms are really just a breakdown of coping, right? You try, and then you just boom. And so what happens is when folks have symptoms, they really lose connection with their thinking brain, right? They don't think as well. They don't have as good judgment. And so sometimes they don't see themselves, right? You get so swept away in the state that you're in, right, that you don't kind of step back. You can't take those 10 seconds. And so it's really important, you know, if you see somebody like that, to talk to them, right? But how you talk to them matters. They might not see it. They might not recognize it in themselves, but you need to talk to people in a sensitive and compassionate way without judgment. You know, not you know, you got to get up. You got to do this. Somebody tells me I got to do something, I just say no. Respect their agency, their autonomy, and their dignity, you know, but just say, hey, I love and I care for you. You know, I want the best for you, and that's why I'm concerned, right?
Exercise and meditation, are those two key things to get us through this as well?
Exercise and meditation are great. You know, they're very helpful in the heat of the moment. I talk about hot and cold skills. You know, in the heat of the moment, they're obviously not going to, you know, help you when you're in the middle of a crisis. In that moment, you've got to kind of ground yourself. And, you know, there's other skills. The resilience skills that we teach, those critical kind of skills that in the heat of the moment. What you're talking about are skills kind of outside. Yeah, meditation in the morning. These are more proactive, right? So, you know, you want to learn and practice skills before you're in a crisis. So, yeah, you want to take those moments that you have, you know. There's so much you can do proactively. Exercising brings the tension down. Meditating brings down the mental, brings more mental, you know, clarity. What it does is it builds your capacity and your resource to be able to handle the stress when it hits you in that moment. It just gives you a buffer. It's really good for you too. It generates a lot of positive neurochemistry. I talk about your internal pharmacy. Mm. You've got a huge pharmacy inside. You know, you can generate good neural chemicals, right? You don't necessarily have to take pills for that, right? A lot of us depend on pills and all kinds of other things. And don't get me wrong, when you're sick, absolutely. But there's things we can do ourselves. Again, my take-home points are, you have potential you don't even know. There's so much you can do, right? So much you can do.
My go-to is, this is temporary, and I'm the silver lining guy here, so bear with me for a second.
I think
gratitude will increase and be the next epidemic, I'm hoping, when this is over.
I love you.
Yeah.
Well, let me sort of pick up on that, right?
Sure.
Because I've talked a lot about emotions.
I've got about 30 seconds left here, doctor. Sorry. Go ahead.
No problem. I'll just wind it up. So I talked about emotions, spirituality, all those things, shifting your mindset, gratitude, you know, set priorities, focus on what matters, right? This is the great shift, right? This is the great local plans, focus on what matters, be grateful and content for what we have. We're very lucky here.
We definitely are, and we have to remember that. The vaccine was not that long ago. We didn't think we were going to have one, and here we are. Many countries would love to have what we have.
Look where we are,
Dr. Jack.
And things will get better.
There you go. That's the final note. Dr. Jackie Kinley, thank you. Appreciate your time.
No problem.